Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's Weekend Edition, our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Sunday, November 29th, and I'm your host, Rena Sherbel. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. Stocks have only one trading day left to end up with one of the strongest Novembers on record as positive news on vaccines and treatments continue to buoy investor sentiment. The week ahead will feature a big OPEC meeting and testimony by Fed Chair Jerome Powell and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin before the Senate Banking Committee. Intriguing earnings reports are due in from tech hotshots like Zoom Video, Salesforce.com, and Snowflake, while the November jobs report blazes in at the end of the week. Expect plenty of news on Nikola as the company looks to finalize a deal with GM. In earnings news, we have Adyen and Zoom Video on November 30th, Momo, Box, NetApp, and Salesforce.com on December 1st, PVH, Snowflake, Zscaler, Five Below, and Splunk on the 2nd, Kroger, Dollar General, Marvel Technology, Cloudera, and Michael's Stores on the 3rd, and Genesco on December 4th. In IPO news, no IPO pricings are expected next week, but blank check company Seaport Global Acquisition Corp, sponsored by Seaport Global Asset Management, could launch. IPO lockup periods expire on Pliant Therapeutics and Nikola on November 30th, Warner Music Group and Zoom Info on December 1st, as well as Applied Molecular Transport, Data Nexus, Legend Biotech, and Shift4 Payments on December 2nd. In M&A news, a Salesforce.com acquisition of Slack could be announced as soon as next week. The tender offer for the acquisition by Endo of BioSpecifics is set for December 1st, and the go-shop period on the Telenav V99 deal is December 2nd. As we mentioned at the start, OPEC is expected to agree on relaxing the current production quotas at a meeting from November 30th through December 1st. Most analysts expect that the group will extend the current agreement for a period of 3 months in 2021. Noted BNP Paribas strategist Harry Chilingwarian, the technical groundwork has been laid down for OPEC Plus to postpone a tapering of its output cuts. Now the political groundwork needs to be put in place. Oil demand is seen normalizing to pre-virus levels by 2022. There is no doubt that Nikola will be closely watched next week with the expiration of a share lockup and the company facing a deadline for completing an anticipated partnership deal with General Motors. Shares of Nikola have been swinging wildly over the last few weeks and will face large technical selling pressure after December 1st, if insiders decide to take profits, including founder and former chairman Trevor Milton. Shares of Nikola are up more than 40% over the last 6 weeks. The week ahead could see more focus on the implications for the tech sector of a Biden presidency and GOP Senate. Geopolitical risk has been hanging over the heads of Apple, Cisco, and semiconductor vendors highly exposed to China from a supply chain perspective, reminds Wedbush Securities analyst Dan Ives. In addition, there is also Alphabet and Facebook, which could face less regulatory pressure under a split government scenario. A second key dynamic playing out in the tech world over the next 12 to 18 months is the secular growth areas around cloud and cybersecurity that are seeing eye-popping demand trends we have not witnessed in our 20-plus years of covering tech stocks on the street, noted Ives. He says stalwarts such as Microsoft and Salesforce are front and center on this cloud path, while the underlying infrastructure and platforms enabling this shift stand to be major benefiters of this spending surge. On a global look, Alibaba, Tencent, and Baidu look positioned strategically to benefit from the acceleration of cloud spending across the U.S., Europe, and Asia-Pacific. U.S. auto retail sales for November are expected to be up nearly 3% from a year ago when adjusted for the same number of selling days, according to a forecast from TrueCar. Fleet sales are expected to be down 21% during the month. Average transaction prices are projected to be up nearly 5% from a year ago. Total SAR is expected to decrease 4% from a year ago to 16.3 million units from 17 million units. The first day of the month means it is time to start watching for various data reports. Releases on Macau gross gaming revenue could stir things up for Melco Resorts and Entertainment, Wynn Resorts and Las Vegas Sands, while updates on discount broker darts, Class 8 truck orders, and firearm background checks will also be of interest. The first update on China auto sales for November could also arrive, as well as a monthly update from NIO on deliveries. That means XPeng, Li Auto, and Kandi Technologies could see some volatility. This week in our Barron's mentions, the stocks and themes drawing attention from Barron's Weekly Edition. The Blue Oval makes the cover this week in a positive story on the upside for Ford. It is noted that if Ford hits its margin goals of 8%, it could generate between $10 and $11 billion, or $2.50 to $3 a share in net income. At its five-year average of 7x earnings, shares could trade above 20 versus the closing price of $9.09 on Friday. Said the publication, "A comeback is no slam dunk, but the carmaker's financial strength gives it some time to figure out the transition to battery-powered vehicles and to raise profitability." Regis and AZEK also land bullish write-ups this week. This week in our single stock focus, we have Michael A. Gayed talking about Hostess Brands. Hostess closed the week at under $14. Gayed begins here. "Twinkies was first sold in 1930 and are just one of the iconic varieties at Hostess Brands." He continues, "The snack market is growing, expected to rise to $180 billion in 2022, up from $150 billion in 2019, when snacking a sweet snack is the top choice for consumers, according to an industry survey. Hostess notes 74% of consumers favor a sweet snack, followed by 69% choosing a better-for-you snack, and 68% preferring a late-night snack. Hostess continues to grow market share within sweet baked goods from 18.5% in 2019 to 19.4% in 2020. Growing market share helped propel substantial growth in the recent quarter. Third quarter revenue rose 18.5% year-over-year to $261 million, and adjusted EBITDA of $60 million was up 29%. Net income of $240 million, or 18 cents per share, rose from 7 cents in the prior period. The recent acquisition of Voortman Cookies Limited also contributed to the growth in the quarter. Hostess closed the acquisition of the maker of wafers and specialty cookies on January 3, 2020. The deal both diversifies Hostess's product portfolio and plays to Twinkies' strength in the sweet snack market. Gayed goes on, "With solid year-to-date results, Hostess raised its guidance for the full year of 2020 to the upper end of the prior range. Not only is it a positive sign the company has provided 2020 guidance, given many companies are no longer issuing guidance in the current environment, but tightening the range to the upper end of the guidance projects further confidence in Hostess's future. Cash flow has been buoyed by higher income with year-to-date operating cash flow of $108 million. Hostess also absorbed the acquisition this year without a material change in its 0.72 debt-to-equity ratio. In early November, Hostess also announced a $100 million stock repurchase program, which will support the stock price." Gayed then goes on to discuss the risks. "Consumer preferences can change, and Hostess risks consumer preferring healthy or savory snacks instead of sweet snacks, and snacking is often a discretionary purchase. Weak economic conditions can negatively impact discretionary purchases, but demand has remained robust this year. Overall, Seeking Alpha authors skew bullish on Hostess, with one bullish." That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thanks so much for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Alpha Trader, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Essay for FAs on those platforms as well. Have a great week.